Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to third. Weiland moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wahlberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiland covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca, who is chasing the ball. Wahlberg reaches third base with a triple. Dykes scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Garrity now catching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Billy Sullivan now playing third base. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Mulehaus. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer now playing center field. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity strikes out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Weiland takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiland moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair pinch hits for Max Bishop. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to third. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing second base. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fothergill moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Athletics. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.